Combine. Yeah. Adam Kaplan, glitzy insider for ESPN, joins us now. What's going on, main man?
Good seeing you guys. Yeah, here we are. Now, you've been to the Combine before.
Seventh year,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and as I told you,
my first big opinion I had, yeah, and Charch won the argument, yeah, and he generally wins arguments with me, unless they involve Ricky Rubio and the Timberwolves, is he was all in on Cam Newton in 2011, which is no problem, first overall pick in the draft. I tried to convince him Jake Locker would be a better long-term quarterback. That was my first
Jake Locker,
yeah.
Really? Why?
That would because he was at the Senior Bowl. Yeah. The Vikings coached the Locker team at the Senior Bowl that year. Or no. The Vikings got to know him through the Senior Bowl. So I had intel about his inherent leadership.
Well, he's a great kid. But the problem is he had such bad issues with accuracy.
Charge killed me on that argument.
He can never. And by the way, guys, you can't teach accuracy. I remember Brian Billick telling me that.
No.
That was the one reason thing. When they missed him, Kyle Bowler, thought they could get him to be a 60% passer. In college football, if you're not a 60% passer, I don't see you ever being a good quarterback.
What do you always remember about the Kyle Bowler stuff leading up to the draft?
Well, here's what I know. I was at NFL Films, and there was this tape of him throwing off his knees 70 yards.
Yes, exactly.
How do you know
that
about
one?
That,
that one. Yeah. I saw it.
That's great. Yeah.
I saw it.
We had the video come in. It was unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
Can I look through the contacts in your phone to get some good combine guests?
Yeah, no,
by the way,
what about your pictures?
No, you can't because it's.
You have some salacious Philly pictures in here?
No, here's the thing is my phone has to be password protected because I have.
That's great.
You know,
sensitive numbers.
Yes, yes. No, no, but.
Do you have Commissioner Goodell's number
Roger,
in there?
I do not. No, but I could actually send him a message through Twitter. He's following me.
What is the most famous National Football League number?
Ooh.
You have in your phone
I've had coaches in there. I have I have personnel, not famous. I have players.
Like most famous, biggest name. Like Bill Belichick.
I don't know Bill.
You've never met him?
I've met him, but I don't know him.
Really?
No,
he wants to know you.
Yeah, I wish. That'd be great.
This radio show has
yours.
It has a 1,000. No, I'm the wrong Paul.
By the way, I know your number by heart. I won't say it on the air, but
you do?
I know.
Why?
Because
nobody knows anybody's numbers anymore.
Over the years, I've called it 1,000 times. No, but his is well, I know it's a 612 area code.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know it's seven numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, in the old days, because we're about the same age, three of us, Norman's not, you had to memorize all your friends' numbers and everything, right? I mean, you had to memorize them
I'll give you a story.
All.
There's a general manager who did not know his phone number.
His own?
Because he's moved so many times, he had to ask his wife.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Now
you don't know anybody's internet. Because all you do is, I just find you,
I
find your name.
Your number.
And I just push it. And I have the easiest number in the world.
Nordo's has a 655 in it, but I don't know the final four.
I've memorized Charch's number. Because it is the easiest number in the world.
Nordo, Charch, I am presenting a $1,000 Charch challenge.
Ooh.
From now through the end of tomorrow before we leave.
Okay. Yeah.
If either one of you can tape 2 minutes minimum of an interview with Bill Belichick, I will give you $1,000 cash.
Okay. I'm going to ask him about
football. That would be worth it.
Yeah.
That would be worth it.
So
sure.
Great. You're going to find somebody who does an elite Belichick
impression
and stingy 750.
You know what? Bill,
and run the
when
shirtless
he's
40.
Willing to do it, is terrific.
Really?
He's like filibusters. You might ask him a question. He thinks it's so good.
Yeah.
He might go on for 5 minutes. He's very deep when he wants to be.
Adam, speaking of Bill, he coaches Jimmy Garoppolo, and it's splashy all over online that the Patriots aren't trading Garoppolo.
Yeah, my colleague Adam Schefter said that they're not going to do it. Now, I would say this, though. What if teams say, listen, here's what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be interested? I can't imagine they wouldn't take a call. But the fact of the matter is here's what the Patriots will tell you.
Yeah.
They think Garoppolo is a starter, no question about it. Mm-hmm. They have him under contract. And by the way, this would tell me Jacoby Brissett clearly is not ready to be the number two. If they do that, that's another part of the story. Right.
Right.
And whatever,
he's not ready.
Week four, it was bad.
But now this is the issue that's facing the Bucs. They had an opportunity to trade him last year. They did not. And Mike Glennon now is an unrestricted free agent. He's not coming back. He wants to start.
Right.
And they decided that they were not going to trade him. They like that insurance. And obviously, I think teams have learned over the years, if you don't have a good backup, your season's done.
Tell us.
No matter how good you are, if your starter gets hurt, rarely. I mean, obviously, Brady and Bledsoe.
Unless you have Taylor Heineke, like we do.
Well, you know.
Then Taylor's, you're in good shape.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's, falls through glass or whatever.
A little kung fu fighting last year probably could have done without.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think Garoppolo, on opening day, is Garoppolo on Patriots roster?
I never rule anything out. I've learned in 18 years in this business, when I'm told stuff, that it won't happen if someone blows you away.
Yeah.
It's your job to listen. But you know, Bill has never, although they're probably the best in the first round of drafting, it's never been just about the draft. It's about player development. They're big on how to use players to put them in the right position to win. He's just, Bill's amazing. I was talking about Eric Rowe today. Eric Rowe was a former second-round pick for the Eagles.
Mm. Yeah.
The guy couldn't catch a cold. The Eagles coaches wanted him out. He goes in. They play press man corner in the Patriots. They figure out a way to use him. That's coaching.
Yeah.
You know how to use personnel. So many teams fail, and they don't understand how to use guys.
Adam Kaplan, glitzy ESPN insider. He's on TV all the time, including SportsCenter. Frequent contributor to 9 to Noon and has been for multiple decades. So make the Vikings better this offseason. It's like free agency.
Four tackles. Let's
Four
see.
Tackles?
Yes.
You mean
yes.
In free agency? We don't have that much money.
Through the draft.
All right, well, give us one tackle who could be, most likely will be a free agent, you think will help us.
Well, listen, Riley Reiff, we'll see if the Lions pick him, re-sign him.
That's my guy.
He could play right or left tackle. He's a left tackle in college, is more of a right tackle now. We'll see if the Lions are willing to spend the money to keep him, but it's not a good group in the draft. This is one of the weaker drafts for tackles, right or left.
So why do you want us to take two?
No, but I'm saying through the draft, they're going to have to add at least three,
and
if not four. Because you know calling the games and you know watching the games, if Sam Bradford's not protected, he has no chance.
Yeah.
Last year, okay, he was accurate. He did a fairly good, nice job considering what he had to work with.
He did.
But he can't be the quarterback that most people thought he could be until he's protected. And he was not protected last year. The injuries are injuries. What can you do?
Yeah.
But I think Rick Spielman, the personnel department, learned something about Sam Bradford. If you don't protect Bradford, he will not get there.
Yeah.
And they know.
And then there are going to be some guards. Yeah. We'll see Kevin Zeitler. There's a decent chance. We'll see if the Bengals are trying to get him.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals would like to keep him. They're not going to franchise him.
Vikings don't have a right guard either.
They're
missing both tackles, right guard, and their center. As I was just talking to Rick Spielman about, I think he's 14 years
and Berger's been a great Joe Berger.
Multiple concussions. And I worry about if Joe even wants to do this anymore.
So I think the mantra is get the offensive line cleaned up, fixed.
Yeah.
This will be a solid football team. The defense is terrific. Well coached, disciplined. They're deep. They got a lot of talent. I'm a little bit concerned at running back. I can't imagine that Adrian Peterson. I know that they said they may revisit it, based on the comments today by people. It would surprise me if he's back. But they're going to look for a running back with size who could be the primary first and second down back.
Yeah.
That either come in the draft or free agency.
Latavius Murray of Oakland has been my guy for a couple of weeks on these
would
airwaves.
Would be a good one. Yeah, would be
you
a good one.
You think he'd fit nicely?
He would. Now,
like Murray and McKinnon and draft
one. The great thing about Murray is if you wanted to be, he could be a three-down back. He's one of the best pass-protecting running backs in the National Football League.
Deal.
He's excellent in short yards. He's a great kid. Never have to worry about him. You're a little bit concerned about the injury history.
Mm-hmm.
And then the issue is how many carries can he handle? Because in Oakland, with the Raiders, they had the two young running backs where they were in a rotation last year. You don't want Murray getting 17, 8 carries a game. You want 12 or 13. Good player.
Speaking of running backs, Christian McCaffrey is probably the best-known player to the public that's going to be drafted. Where do you think he goes, and what kind of role do you think he will have in the NFL? Most people project him as a running back, but he can do a lot of things. And in the right situation with the right coaching, you could use him a lot of ways.
Wonder if he's Brian Westbrook-like.
I think one GM said to me he's a bigger version, a bigger and more talented version than Danny Woodhead.
Yeah.
Danny Woodhead's a really good football player.
Oh, he's great. Great football
really
player.
Talented.
Yeah.
McCaffrey is super. Now, Brian Westbrook, Brian Westbrook was more with the term of Zuzu. He was like make guys miss. McCaffrey, stop and start, mm-hmm. make guys die if he makes a miss, kind of like Woodhead. This kid is really good, but the issue is how many. If you're going to spend a first-round pick on him, which I think he has a chance to go late first, that means he's got to be your starting running back. How many touches can he handle a game?
Yeah. I don't like him between the tackles 15 times or more in a game.
I don't. No, that's my point.
Yeah.
So I think you have to – and this is where coaching and the personnel department have to be aligned. You need to sit down with your coaches. You go, listen, this is what we're doing. How are you going to use him? If you don't know how to use him, don't draft him.
All right,
you're
so
wasting your time.
If you're going to put Christian McCaffrey at the end of the first round – think about this marriage, Belichick. Belichick.
You're just
and
putting
McCaffrey.
White skill position players
no,
on
I'm
New
not.
England.
That has nothing to do
great.
With it.
Great, they're going to sign Thielen and Isaac Fricke.
Well, no, Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels. Is,
well, maybe a better.
Oh, no. I got the best one of all. He's in Kyle Shanahan in San Fran. Can you imagine McCaffrey with Kyle Shanahan? By the way, the best coach in using personnel on offense. Guy's unbelievable. What he did with that personnel in Atlanta.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he sure handled that offense pretty well in
okay,
the final
I know you're
three
gonna
and a half
go.
Minutes
you're
of the
gonna
Super
knock
Bowl.
Him in the Super Bowl. I got it. Okay.
Well, he's so got to run the ball.
Okay.
Fine. Run the ball, you win the Super Bowl.
I agree with you. So you're going to throw away the entire season and say the guy can't coach.
No, he's fantastic.
Now, is he going to be a good head coach? We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Where does Leonard Fournette go? How early? Could he go as early
upper
as
half.
Four?
I think he goes upper
could
half.
Could he
first
go
round?
To Jacksonville at four? I think if he gets to Carolina.
No.
If he gets to Carolina, I think eight,
Paul,
I believe.
Paul, the problem is they made zero. They signed Chris Ivory.
Yeah.
They have T.J. Yeldon.
Yeah.
They have Denard Robinson. They'd make no commitment to run the football.
Dude.
That's what Tom Coughlin said.
Yeah.
They want to be a physical football team.
Yeah.
They have the backs to be physical. They will be physical. They don't need a running back. They need a commitment to run the football.
All right. Then how about could he go Carolina? Eight. Is that too
they need
early
a running
for
back
Fournette?
Badly. They cannot
they
run the football. That would be a great fit.
Wouldn't it?
Jonathan Stewart, what is he, 80?
I know
he's 30. Just turned 30.
Yeah.
But he's making his cap number's way too high. He's barely hanging on. He doesn't run very well anymore. His yards per carry low.
3.8 last
Bad.
Year.
Bad. That's being charitable. Yeah.
What's up with this offensive tackle from Baltimore, Rick Wagner?
He's a right tackle.
Yep.
He's a better than average right tackle. I think they just don't want to pay him what he thinks he's going to command. He'll probably get a good deal. He's a starter. Yeah. Ricky Wagner's good, man. Yeah. It's a good one.
I want quick answers. Give me a 1 through 5 on likelihood that Tony Romo ends up here. So I'm just going to zip through teams. Jets.
No.
1 through 5.
0.
Buffalo.
1.5. 1.5.
0. He's not going to Buffalo.
I said no. 0 likelihood. Ooh. Yeah.
Houston.
As Bill's radio network
Houston,
glares at me.
3.75.
Chicago.
These are all guesses. I'm not done my information on the Chicago.
That's unacceptable.
Yep. 3.
You're an insider.
The problem with Chicago is Tony's got to make a decision. Do you want to win a Super Bowl?
Right.
It's not going to happen in Chicago.
Not this year.
No.
Denver.
3.5.
5. 4. I would give that one. See, the thing I admire about John Elway, he's not worrying about 2 or 3 years down the line. He's worried about winning. When he signed Peyton Manning, he's about winning now. The problem, though, in Denver is their line is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
It is.
And they're going to have to address it.
Again.
They can't protect anyone.
Let me give you one more wild card team.
Yeah.
Kansas City, a team that feels ready to challenge
No, but the problem is they already made a commitment to Alex Smith. They've already been on record saying he's going to be their quarterback, so.
So we'll call it a one. Yeah.
Enjoy the combine. Let's stay in
Thank
touch.
You got it. Thank
Adam
you.
Kaplan, glitzy ESPN insider, very provocative. We are at the National Football League Scouting Combine, courtesy of Whiting.